you're hearing first, except maybe if you've seen my post on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other stuff, folks, you're hearing it. If you haven't been on my Facebook or seen the links out on Twitter, Facebook, or even, folks, there is huge, huge news about a former great. And I mean great. Because when you think about a guy that is one Tim Brown, you think about a guy who has been, oh, geez, I mean, we can name it off, but I can go off of what I wrote. But a nine-time Pro Bowler, folks, nine-time Pro Bowler, played for the Raiders from 88 to 2003, did a stint with the Buccaneers in 2004, but six-time all-conference selection, part of the NFL's 1990 all-decade team, a Heisman Trophy winner, by the way, first the wide receiver to win the Heisman Trophy, 2009 College Hall of Famer, as well as the 2012 NCAA Silver Anniversary Reward. Listen to these numbers from this guy, okay? 1,094, let me say that number again, 1,094 receptions, 14,934 yards, 105 touchdowns. Now, folks, those are numbers that are so high, it's kind of crazy. Moved ahead to Steve Largent back in 2004 with over 100 touchdown passes at that time. He, like I said, he ended up with those touchdown passes of 105. Back in 2005, he signs that one-year contract with the Oakland Raiders to retire as a Raider. These numbers are just crazy when you think about it. And the fact this guy's not in the Hall of Fame just really kind of makes me sick. And I'm not saying this, okay? Some folks would say, hey, Sonny, you know, enough of the stroking of his ego because he's with your Allen Wranglers. Well, folks, this is the thing. That's exactly what it is. Tim Brown is now an investor of the IFL Allen franchise, okay? Allen, the indoor football league. Now, the thing about it used to be the Allen Wranglers, but, folks, they are changing their name. That's another exclusive that you're getting here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. If you're an IFL fan, remember Terrell Owens was part of the Allen Wranglers last year. But under new ownership, Tommy Benizio, kind of new ownership, Tommy Benizio, the other owners, and I'm not even going to get into that portion of it, but they're no longer with the clan. And now they are out doing what they're doing, going in, and they're going to have a name, the team concept, where they'll have things up around their sponsors, and you pick a name for the new Allen Indoor Football League team that is the new franchise in Allen. But they're going to still play at the Allen Event Center. They're going to be called the Allen, whatever the case may be. But this is such big news as far as indoor football, and this is going to be kind of like my premiere of indoor football show, because I'm going to start doing an indoor football show that will, I hope, get the news out about indoor football, because indoor football is an interesting game, whether it's arena, IFL, CPIFL or the CIFL or the Lone Star Football League. All of them are indoor, and I really got a taste of it. I lived in Arizona, was an Arizona Rattler fan, but, you know, I just kind of watched it on football, you know, TV sometimes, and enjoyed it. Went to a couple games, enjoyed it. I never got into it as much as I have with the Allen Wranglers when they were here. And, yes, I'm still going to go ahead and be the voice of the Allen, whatever it may be. There's going to be a press conference on Wednesday describing this situation and what's all going to go down. I'm going to be at that press conference as well, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. This is such major news. I thought I would get it out there first. You're hearing it here on Blog Talk Radio unless you've seen my article. I'm the only one that has it up right now, folks, and I'm the only one that's going to have it for the next 3 hours Central Standard Time. That's midnight my time. So for the last hour and a half, my articles have been up. This is exclusive breaking news, and I'm so excited to be able to bring it to the Blog Talk Radio and NDB Media's sports channel. Normally, we hear from the big dog tonight. Evidently, he was not going to do a show tonight, so I went ahead and I jumped in to get this thing all going. For those that are interested, number to get on online, 347-637-2306. The Allen Wranglers last year under a different ownership brought in a Terrell Owens, which was kind of an interesting idea if you think about it, because Terrell Owens, where he was in his career and what was going on in his, you know, life, never mind just career, but just his life. This was something that was going to be really, really good for him. So the attraction of Terrell Owens and everything got me over there. And then we started calling the football games, which you heard on here on Blog Talk Radio over on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And it was fun entertainment. Now they bring in Tim Brown. And folks, that, I mean, this guy is top 10, without question, in wide receiving in NFL history. This guy is one of the guys that, you know, kids looked up to, you know, in the 90s, you know, the wide receivers of the 90s. And unfortunately, if it wasn't for Jerry Rice or Terrell Owens, I mean, this guy would have been right there, right in front of everybody. So Tim Brown, big, big news coming out and making himself known that he is definitely going to be with the IFL Allen. We'll just say Wranglers right now, but the franchise name is going to change. And you're hearing the news here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, first time. And yes, it doesn't take long to get the breaking news out there, but when you consider the Oakland Raiders and you consider what Tim Brown is all about, you know, he was selected by the Raiders with the sixth pick in the 1988 NFL draft. And in his first NFL season, he led the league in kickoff returns, return yards, yards per return. He also led the NFL in punt returns in 1994, receptions in 1997. So, 9-time Pro Bowler, are we serious? Listen to this. 88, 91, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 99, 2000. On the second team in 1997. I mean, those are very much crazy numbers when you think about NFL and you think about wide receivers. Crazy numbers. In 2001, Tim Brown would later play alongside another well-known wide receiver in Jerry Rice. Crazy things in the Pro Bowls. Just some things about Tim Brown that you may or may not know. He returned a punt for 88 yards for a touchdown in a home game against the Kansas City Chiefs, making him the oldest player in NFL history to score a touchdown on a punt. In 2002, he passed Gene Upshaw to become the Raiders' all-time leader in games played with 224. He also set the NFL Raiders franchise record for reception and receiving yards and punt returning. This guy was the Raiders. When you talk about the Raiders, there are certain guys that you talk about, and this is one of those guys. And you're hearing about the exclusive breaking story here that I got directly from the new president owner of the Allen, whatever their franchise name is going to be after they pick it. I got that directly from the owners, Charlie Hildebald, the vice president of operations, and Barry Walsh also, he is the vice president of sales. So when you think about Allen indoor football, you're going to think Tim Brown. Now, this is not the only team in the IFL that has done something like this as far as ownership. Up in Green Bay for the Indoor Football League, Green Bay Blizzard, Amon Green is an owner there. It, what it does, it creates a legitimacy of the sport itself. Never mind the franchise. The franchise is there, but legitimizes the indoor sport itself, being more recognized. The Chicago Slaughter, with Steve Mongo McMichael as the head coach and owner Jim McMahon, although that may change. There's some talk about that. But big, big story breaking out here. More, I mean, Tim Brown is just one of these amazing football players, and now we can talk a little bit more. As far as where he was, he goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they were going to downsize what this guy was going to do. So in 2004, they said, you know, this is what's going to happen. We're going to bring you down. You're not going to be the number two. You're going to probably be number three sometimes, you know, in and out. And he didn't want any of that, so he went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Coached by former Raider head coach John Gruden. So when you think about that, that's big, big numbers. 2004, 1988, first round, sixth pick in the draft. And boy, oh boy, did the Raiders get the opportunity to get a guy like this. And I'm really happy that this – now listen to this number, okay? Third in the NFL all-time career receiving touchdowns behind Jerry Rice and Chris Carter. Big, big numbers. Those are numbers that you know, Chris Carter as it is not going to be touched neither. But, I mean, he is right there. 2005, he goes ahead and signs that one-day contract so he can retire as a Raider on July 18th. So this guy is one of these guys that is being considered for the Hall of Fame. But right now, hell, even Chris Carter is not in the Hall of Fame right now. And both of these guys deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. He became eligible in 2010. So, and I don't understand how this guy is not a Hall of Famer right now, but then again, I don't know how Chris Carter's not either. Andre Reed, you know, these are names, but he is in the College Hall of Fame. So, I think actually he was in a movie, if I'm not mistaken, some kids' football movie, I forget the name of it. Brown's also starting a NASCAR football or a NASCAR racing team. And I'm not sure where he is in that, but I know he's part getting right there. And the ownership with who the Raiders are to what Al Davis was all about. I mean, this is an Al Davis guy. And it just rolls with the punches there, folks. And I'm looking right now at the statistics, and the statistics come from the Pro Football Reference and other accolades for this guy. And what it does, it brings legitimacy to a sport that really does get overlooked, whether it's the Arena Football League, IFL, Texas, the Lone Star Football League, and all the other indoor football leagues. What it does bring a legitimate source of also, when you have a Tim Brown right there, I will say the Allen franchise have made a very, very good relationship move. And that relationship move is only just going to make things so much better as far as the Allen franchise is concerned. I'm not going to go into all the things that was wrong with the Allen Wranglers and their franchise and everything else. All things like that kind of stuff I'm going to leave to the ownership of Tommy Benizio and Charlie Hildebolt and all these guys over at their new ownership. New ownership name is a name that is the Championship Sports Corporation. I had to put on my I had to put on my glasses in order to see that. And I was wrong. It's the Championship Sports Group. I apologize. Headed by Tommy Benizio and Charlie Hildebold and all those folks. I had the opportunity. Folks, I knew about this 2 weeks ago. And I was asked by the new franchise, the IFL franchise, not to say anything. And folks, I want to personally give out a thank you to the Allen Wranglers for entrusting me with that information until they said, you can release it. And they gave me the opportunity to get it out there, and I got it out there, whether it's in my writings, tweeting, and all this other stuff. And I want to publicly thank the Championship Sports Group for giving me the opportunity and kind of bringing me in on some things. I know a lot more that I'm not going to be releasing here, okay? When they say it's okay for me to release, I'm going to release more information as the press conference that's going to happen on Wednesday at 1 p.m. over at Dick's Sporting Goods over in Allen. So this is going to be an interesting situation, and I look so forward to bringing you all that information and all the action here on the Blog Talk Radio over on my station, the Couch Potato Sports Show. I'm over on NDB Media today because it was a holiday, so we just went ahead and we went and talked sports. And I'm really excited about the news breaking, really excited about giving the opportunity to bring it to you. We set up a 30-minute show. There's really not much more to say about this, more so except that Sonny Clark is the one that broke the story. And I want it out there to where people know I was the one that was allowed to break the story first. And I'm really excited about being able to bring it to those that will be listening in the archives and things like that. It's a real quick show just to talk about the breaking news. If there's anything that anybody wants, you can get over to the archives and get over to examiner.com, read a little bit more about it as far as my article is concerned. But Tim Brown brings legitimacy. I say what you want. So does Amon Green up in Green Bay. It's a good move. These franchises are setting themselves up with good names as far as players are concerned. Tim Brown, class act. I mean, I don't think anybody can find anything bad to say about him. And like I said, I'm not saying this because, you know, with my status with the Championship Sports Group and the Allen franchises being the voice of that football team, it's not blowing smoke. I'm just telling you, I've always been a Tim Brown fan. And when I found out about this whole situation with Tim Brown becoming an investor of the new franchise of the IFL in Allen, Texas, I'm going to tell you straight out, I was so excited when I heard about this 2 weeks ago. That's right. I've been sitting on this story for 2 weeks, folks, and I was just now allowed to break it with the permission of the new Championship Sports Group that is taking over the franchise of the IFL in Allen, Texas. So Tim Brown, part of the ownership with that new franchise in indoor football. Folks, first of all, don't say you don't like indoor football until you've been there. And I say this because it's a different sport. There is no question. But before you get an opportunity, before you just jump off and say, I don't like indoor football, go to a game and watch it. If you're a fan of scoring, definitely go to the indoor football games, whether it's IFL, Arena Football League, CPIFL, CIFL, or any of the other ones that are out there, the Lone Star Football League. Get out there and catch your teams because it's fun, it's quick, and it's a good fun. Plus, you're right there. You're never far away from the action. and you get to see young prospects. There are prospects right now in the NFL. Folks that don't know about IFL indoor football, guess what? Fred Jackson, Buffalo Bills running back, who was leading the NFL in rushing yards before he got injured last year, came directly out of the IFL. And you're going to be hearing more and more names from players that came out of the IFL. By the way, folks, Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner is a guy that came out of the AFL, Iowa Barnstormers. So you're going to start hearing more of these because it is a viable league. It is a viable sport. And you will enjoy it. I'm telling you, folks, if you get the opportunity, please get on over there. Check out a game, because that's the only way you're going to enjoy something that you don't know about. And don't take other people's word about what is going on. Oh, it's the indoor football league. You know, it's lesser talent. Folks, let me tell you something. The talent right there is right there. It's even keel, and you will enjoy it. But the big breaking story here, and it may not be a huge story because he's not an active player, but you can say what you want about Tim Brown. He's one of the top five wide receivers in NFL history, maybe top 10, depending on who you want to argue about. But Tim Brown is going to take the reins down here for indoor football. So, folks, we just wanted to bring you the breaking news here, and we had the opportunity to get on with NDB Media Sports to be able to bring that to you. I'm Sonny Clark from the Couch Potato Sports Show. You'll be hearing more about this tomorrow, probably going to be all over, you know, NFL networks and all this other stuff. Keep your eyes out for that, because it is a reality. It's something that's a done deal. It was a done deal for a while. They just had to dot some I's and cross some T's before they said it was okay for me to release it. Almighty Sports, welcome into the chat room. Appreciate it. But really not much to talk about, really, when you're talking about Tim Brown. If anybody has anything bad to say about Tim Brown as far as a football player, they must be crazy. By the way, he also right now has seven NFL records that are still standing right now. NFL rookie record for the most combined yards gained with 2,317 yards back in 1998. Record for 10 consecutive seasons with at least 75 receptions. That's a record. NFL record for consecutive seasons with at least 5 touchdowns scored. And actually, he shares that with Marvin Harrison, Dan Houston, Chris Carter, Terrell Owens, and Jerry Rice. Those are names that are synonymous to the NFL and the NFL existence. He also has the NFL record for being the oldest player to ever score a touchdown on special teams, 85-yard punt return. NFL record for consecutive games with more than one reception, 147. The NFL record for being the oldest player with 12 receptions in a single game. He was 36 years old, 97 days. It was against the Chiefs where he had 13 receptions for 144 yards. He also owns the NFL record for consecutive starts at wide receiver. And that's the big one. 176 consecutive games starting in the NFL. That's crazy. I mean, that's Brett Favre numbers. I mean, of course, Brett Favre's over 200, but you get where I'm saying. At the wide receiver position, that a position that if you're injured or whatever, you just don't go in. Healthy dude. Unbelievable. Let's go over it again. 9-time Pro Bowl selection, 88, 91, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 99, 2001. In 97, he was a second-team All-Pro. 6 all-conference selections in 98, 91, 93, 94, 95, and 97. He was also voted onto the 1990s all-decade team. He was the first wide receiver to ever receive the Heisman Trophy. In 1987, he got the Walter Camp Award, and he was inducted in the College Hall of Fame back in 2009. Receptions, 1,094. Receiving yards, 14,934 yards. All-purpose yards, 19,683, and 105 touchdowns. Those are big numbers. So you got the breaking news here on the NDB Media. I wanted to thank y'all mighty for joining us. We're not going to hold on. We said as much as could really be said about it. It is exciting. Well, it's exciting because I broke it. Folks, I broke the Terrell Owens story about going into the Allen Wranglers. I broke this one. And, you know, if it has anything to do with the Allen Indoor Football League franchise, folks, you're going to hear it. You're going to enjoy indoor football if you get involved and if you give it a chance. Just don't say, it's not outdoor football. It is something that you will enjoy, I guarantee it. So for NDB Media, for Scorekeeper, for Big Dog, for Cuervo, I am Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. We're out of here. Wanted to bring it to you since I broke it out there on the news wire. Thought I'd bring it to you here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm out of here. Have a good one. Bye-bye.